I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Gary Peters. We talked about the recent announced resignation of Secretary of Defense General Mattis from the president's cabinet. But we started the conversation off with the current stalemate over funding in Washington, D.C. Here's more with U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
We've already passed in the Senate a continuing resolution that would keep the government open into February as we continue to work out details. That passed unanimously. The president indicated that he would sign it, but then yesterday he changed his mind. Apparently he was watching some talk shows on TV and changed his mind. And the House then voted for something that folks know will not go anywhere in the Senate. So it's kind of an uncertain situation right now.
Can you tell me a little bit about how frustrating that could be for your colleagues actually on both sides of the aisle, because you did put a plan forth. It looked like it was moving ahead. Here it is a few days before Christmas, and everything kind of gets thrown in the grinder again.
Well, it is frustrating, and as I said, the Senate, we passed it unanimously, so this was, there wasn't even any debate. There was discussions that went on between the House, the Senate, the President, and it passed unanimously out of the Senate, and so everybody was shocked that the president abruptly changed his mind. It's certainly not the first time he is known to negotiate and then change his mind about 180 degrees within 24 hours. So it's kind of the typical way that he operates. So we'll see if he will be willing to negotiate today. But again, we'd have to vote quickly and have him sign it quickly before he changes his mind.
Yeah, because the deadline is midnight tonight, is it not?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So it's a partial shutdown. Most of the government is funded. We've passed most of the bills, but it's still something that should not happen, particularly in the holiday season. These debates can continue to go forward, but folks who work should know that they're getting paid for their work.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning. Another issue that has come up is the resignation of General Mattis from the cabinet in the White House. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that was that's really the big story right now. Secretary Mattis is the Secretary of Defense, somebody who is highly regarded and respected by me, and I think just about everybody in Washington, both Democrats and Republicans. You know, here is a highly decorated Marine general, probably one of the most thoughtful people I've had a chance to ever work with in terms of national security. We were all pleased that he was part of the administration. And then he announced his resignation yesterday with a strongly worded letter, really unprecedented. And, of course, it's unprecedented to have a Secretary of Defense resign in this way and basically say that he can't work for the president anymore because of the president's views on foreign policy, and particularly his views where he turns his back on our allies and seems to be very close to our adversaries like the Russians.
Was the pulling out of troops from Syria the catalyst for this, in your opinion, or was there even something else, maybe?
I think it's got to be cumulative. I think the Syria decision had an impact on Mattis. There's no question about that. But knowing General Mattis, he's not the kind of person that's going to be upset about one decision and resign. He is a patriot. He is a man who's can put his whole life in service of our country as a decorated Marine. He believes that he needs to be there for the good of the country. He would not do anything like this if it wasn't cumulative over a long period of time where he simply thought he couldn't serve anymore given the positions of the president. So it's really pretty striking, and I am sure that this is striking for everybody back in Washington, including my Republican colleagues who hold General Mattis or Secretary Mattis in the highest regard. They have to be very concerned about this.
Speaking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters this morning, and of course you have some insight on this because of your committee work as well.
That's right. I serve on the Armed Services Committee. I voted for his nomination to become Secretary of Defense. That came before our committee. I've had the chance to meet with him on a variety of occasions, and I've had in-depth talks about the U.S. Military policy. And again, he is really an outstanding individual. And to have him basically resign and say that his view, he just simply can't work with the president anymore is a pretty big deal.
You know, I'm sensing frustration in your voice as we're talking with you this morning that this is getting this is difficult to kind of handle some of these things that are going on right now. Is that the case? Is there frustration running rampant in the hallways this morning?
Yeah, I think there is. Folks are very concerned about these developments. Of course, this has been quite a week with never seems an unending list of developments that raise concerns. And so it does make it difficult. I mean, our focus has to be about bringing people together, working to deal with the tough problems that we face as a country. And that's becoming difficult when you have this kind of instability.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.